It is your pre-match warm-up with the Anfield Wrap, Ian Ryan, Andy Heaton, Dan Austin and Amelia Bonner as we look ahead to Newcastle United on Wednesday night. We will get the opposition view from Alex Hurst in part two. But Amelia, there's no doubt it's been quite a tough start to the season, but then you go and win your last game 9-0. I think everyone, manager, players, fans, we can all bounce into the ground on Wednesday with a new sense of optimism.
Oh, completely. What a statement of intent it was. I think after that start to the season, it's not enough to just beat Bournemouth 2-1. It needs to be 9-0 to go, no, we really are quite serious about this and this is what you can expect to see going forward. I think I was trying to keep a relatively level head with the way that things had gone so far, but struggling to do so. And as me and my brother were walking into the match, I said, you know, I don't want to be one of those people where the results define my entire week or I'm just miserable the entire time because of the way things are with Liverpool. And then as we were walking out, I just was saying to him, I just feel more alive than I felt in several weeks. It just manages to lift your mood so dramatically. And I think especially with whatever you may think around sign-ins and what we need or don't need to do or what you thought about the business we've done up until this point, I think it can silence a lot of people, or I hope it will at least. And I hope it just kind of gives people that sense of confidence in what we're able to do and an understanding that it is absolute lunacy to have in any way felt like the season could be over at this point, because obviously it isn't.
Dan, I think, you know, Amelia's touched on something there in terms of, you know, feeling slightly different about the season on the back of a 9-0. What struck me was the kind of, you know, the exuberance of some of those young players who feature at the weekend, you know, in particular Harvey Elliott, who has an outstanding 45 minutes, gets taken off, obviously to protect him with games that are about to come. How do you think he will be kind of crucial to Liverpool in the coming games and over the course of the season? Because what struck me on the back of the weekend's game was not only is he kind of far ahead of his years on the pitch, but I thought off the pitch he spoke ever so well, obviously suffered a loss with his nan passing in the last few days, and you could see it hit him hard. Mm. He's now got his first goal for Liverpool, as has Carvalho as well. Do you see him having a pivotal part in the next couple of weeks and over the course of the season?